Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, JB, welcome back. How was your vacation?
Well rested. A lot of stuff has changed with the Rams, mostly pretty unfortunate, but seems like I missed a lot, but glad to be back.
Yes, absolutely. And we're glad to be back as well. And I say we as in the collective. So you, listener, can enjoy another episode of Turf Showtime's Last Minute Thoughts podcast, and a lot to discuss. There have been some developments, some good, some maybe not so good in the world of the Rams. JB, what are your thoughts on the past couple of weeks?
I mean, the biggest concern, right, is the lack of explosion on offense, the ability to score points at the beginning of the game, put the defense behind the eight ball a little bit. And, you know, there's a script to beating the Rams. You build a little bit of a lead, you play ball control, and, you know, by the end of the game, they're really kind of out of it. And they beat themselves, I think, is a silver lining. There's plays to be made. Maybe there's miscommunications or a lack of developed timing between Matthew Stafford and his receivers. But, hey, the plays are there to be made. It's just you have to execute at this point, and we'll see if they can do that over the course of the remainder of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that beating themselves, I think, is really the key component there, because it's not as if they've been completely dominated. They've made mistakes. Stafford, three games, three pick sixes. And you take out those 6 points in each game, it's a much different contest. Maybe the outcome is the same. We'll obviously never know, but things look different if you take away those three interceptions. So who knows where the Rams would be, but what they're sitting right now, 8-4, JB, what's your confidence level with these next few games? They have a tough road ahead. What is your feeling in terms of confidence?
Yeah, I mean, we have to see something different on Monday night against the Cardinals, I think. I mean, the losses, they all look the same. You have at least two turnovers in every game that they've lost. All you have to do, maybe just, I want to see them come out, play mistake-free football against the Cardinals. It might not be explosive. It might not be beautiful, but, like, give your defense a chance to stay in the game. And I think that, you know, maybe morale with the defense and the fans right now isn't the best, but I think I have confidence in them that they can step up in this game, and just got to give them a fighting chance, though. Yeah. Play mistake-free football, put the defense in a good spot, but also pick your spots and push the ball down the field, too.
Yeah, and you had mentioned putting that defense in a good spot. I got killed on Twitter a couple of weeks ago after the Packers game, because I had mentioned that the defense, I just put it out to the universe, just out into the ether, right, the social media ether, that maybe it's not Raheem Morris. Maybe it's not the defense that is really hurting the Rams. I took away from the Packers game that it really should have been a lot more competitive than it was. I think the loss of Robert Woods really hurt the Rams more than we thought it would have, and they were still kind of adjusting to that, right? They had the Niners game, the Packers game. So that offense is still kind of adjusting to life without Robert Woods. So I think that's one. But the next week, obviously, heading into week 13 against the Jags, how do you feel now? Grant is the Jaguars, right? A 2-win team, but they looked good. So what do you think? Is it just a matter of the Rams being able to beat the bad teams and the struggle against the good teams? Or is this what they kept saying, that the quote unquote get right game?
Yeah, I don't take too much away from the Jags game. It doesn't really change my perspective much. They're a terrible football team. There's a lot of turmoil going on in terms of the coaching ranks and everything in that area. So if there's one thing to take away that you can put some stock into, I think it's that you know, they deployed those jumbo packages, got some use out of Joe Noteboom, and didn't just leave him sitting on the bench last week. You really lean heavy on Sony Michel. Sure, Daryl Henderson was injured, but we'll see how that the running back share shakes out moving forward. But yeah, I think that's a positive development, and you don't want to put the whole game in Matthew Stafford's hands. You want to be able to lean on the run game some, and I know that's something you're pretty passionate about too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was the thing that I took away as well. We expected them to beat the Jaguars, right? If they didn't win that game, then obviously it's panic button time. But the way that they won was encouraging. They put out the jumbo packages. They stuck to that run, really established it. Sony Michel looked like CJ Anderson, you know, shades of 2018 out there. Just kind of hitting people and getting a few more yards after that. So good to see. So hopefully we see more of that against the Cardinals. Speaking of the panic button, and we'll talk more about this game, obviously, as the podcast goes along. But what are your thoughts going into this? What is your feeling for Monday night? What can we expect?
Well, you might disagree, but at this point, I think I have more confidence in the defense and Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, and, you know, the defensive stars stepping up in this game, limiting Kyler Murray, giving them a heck of a lot tougher test than they had the last time around. But on the offensive side, I want to see Matthew Stafford play mistake-free football. I want to see some of these younger receivers step up. I really like the way Ben Skronik's played. I know he had, you can say it was a drop. It was a pretty tough catch, right? It was just above the ground, so against the Jaguars. But yeah, we really got to lean heavy on the run game, see if they can do that. And I think the defense, if given the opportunity, will step up in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the thing that gives me a little bit of confidence going into this game is, yes, the first game was awful. You know, the Rams didn't look good. And we know that the Cardinals have a much different feel about them this season as they have in seasons past. However, it is that divisional game, which can go either way, right? We know that division games are always going to be tough, and the Rams are familiar with Kyler Murray and what he's able to do. So I think that game earlier in the season, I think they'll learn from that and look much better on Monday night. But there's some questions going into this game here. And the first one that I'm thinking, and I'm wondering if you maybe have an answer for, is this a new identity for the Rams? Have they finally established an identity? They've been kind of a question mark over the course of this year. Is this a new identity, that more physical style of play?
Well, I sure hope so. I think towards the beginning of the season, and we saw it kind of stack up starting with the Tennessee Titans game, which they were just way too finesse. And they tried to push the ball down the field. It's kind of like an all or nothing mentality. We're either going to get a 60-yard touchdown or it's going to be a disaster probably, right? So I think leaning on the run game, having more physical presence just gives you a little bit more consistency moving forward. And I think that's really should be the goal that you're trying to attain.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming into this season, that big acquisition of Stafford, obviously the one thing that we were hearing is that he's never had a run game in the past. It was always put on his shoulders. And consequently, the knock on him then was he couldn't play in the big game. He couldn't win the big games. Does Monday night change that outlook on Stafford?
Yeah, if they win and they win in a big way, they're in the hunt of the NFC divisional race. I think, yeah, my opinion on that would certainly start to shift. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities. We know the rest of the schedule for the next couple of weeks is pretty brutal. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities for him to change that narrative if he can.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned that schedule coming up, and there are teams on there that are going to be in the playoffs, right? So it's real easy to look at that and say, okay, well, maybe the playoffs begin now. Maybe that's the mentality that the Rams should have going into all these contests, which brings me back to that defense. I've liked how they've looked this season. I think Raheem Morris has kind of maybe gotten a bit of a bad rap for some of the play. New defensive coordinator, there's going to be some adjustments. I don't agree with everything he's done, right? But is this defense good enough? Are they getting good enough to make a deep run into the playoffs?
Yeah, and I agree with you. I don't think Raheem Morris should be the scapegoat. If anyone's the scapegoat, I think it maybe should be David Long. You know, Troy Hill left in the offseason for a relatively cheap contract, signed with the Browns. You really relied on David Long to step up and fill that slot corner, or maybe when Jalen Ramsey plays in the star position, you shift him outside. But ever since Dante Dion has emerged in that New York Giants game, I have so much more confidence in the defense and the multiplicity of it, being able to move Ramsey around and use his skill set in the best way possible. I think ever since Dayon's been in the lineup, this defense has been a lot more robust, a lot more sturdy. So hopefully we see that moving forward. And I have a lot ton of confidence. We saw how Justin Hollins was sorely missed in the first Cardinals matchup. And now they have even an improvement over Hollins and Von Miller. So we want to see him wreck shop, right? And we want to see him cause chaos. So hopefully that starts to unfold over the next few weeks too.
Yeah, absolutely. Von Miller, I think, is a huge, huge asset to have for any defense, obviously. But Ernest Jones and the way he stepped up the past couple of games, I really like his play. So seeing him out there and running around, and his athleticism is just, he could be good for a really long time. So I'm really excited to see what this defense has. And I think I'm just maybe an eternal optimist here. I think they're going to look good going down this home stretch of the season. So Monday night, though, big test, and we know that, and we know that they can win, but we also know, based on the four games that they've lost so far, that there are some things that we've seen that all those games that they've lost have in common. JB, what are your thoughts on those?
Well, I really love the statistic, and I've written about it multiple times. Maybe people are starting to get annoyed about it, but you know, in the eight victories, Matthew Stafford has thrown 23 touchdowns and three interceptions. Pretty staggering, pretty impressive, right? And you can tell that when the Rams are winning games, he's really a driving force of that. And he's as much as part of the end of the outcome as he is also in the four losses, where, you know, you play half as many games at the four versus the eight, and you've thrown seven touchdowns and six interceptions. So, you know, we're talking about half as many games and twice as many interceptions. And so the Rams go as Matthew Stafford goes. And when he's playing well, they win. When he's not playing well, they lose. So right. He's got to step up on Monday night for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that is taking some of the pressure off of Stafford, so he doesn't have to throw the bean around all game long. And so with that being said, we saw them establish the run. Sony Michel did a great job against the Jaguars. Daryl Henderson a little banged up coming into this game against the Cardinals. And that brings us to the Rams and their injuries. The Rams have quite a few names listed on that injury report, while the Cardinals are starting to get healthy, which is a little dangerous for them, right? Because we know what they're capable of. So looking at the injury report, we got Brian Allen, right? He's not practicing with a knee injury, so he suffered that against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Terrell Lewis, Robert Rochelle, and the aforementioned Daryl Henderson still dealing with this thigh. JB, what are your thoughts there on the injury updates?
I'm not sure you'll miss Terrell Lewis much. Obu Okoronkwo has played exceptionally well in recent weeks ever since the acquisition of Miller. So
yeah.
You have those two guys in front of him. You probably don't need Lewis anyways. He doesn't really play much on special teams either. But maybe a pretty big loss would be Brian Allen. You know, we know how much he stepped up this year, and he's really been just a consistent presence on that offensive line. So the thing with offensive line is you just don't want to have too much of a mix-up, too much of a shake-up, because that's when chaos happens. So
yeah,
Coleman Shelton played admirably in Allen's absence, but I think it'd be a big boost for the Rams to have him in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. With that offensive line, consistency is key. Those guys really need to play together. And more than anything else, right, you put in those new bodies, they need to know the assignments and the matchups and how the offense is going to roll based on how the defense is going to line up. So having that consistency is key. Absolutely. So Brian Allen, hopefully he's back 100% or at least something to it, close to it, for the game. And let's talk a little bit about that game. How good are the Cardinals, JB? We've seen some good from them. We've seen some struggles too. What are your thoughts?
I'm not the biggest Kyler Murray fan. I think maybe the Cardinals offense might be a better rushing attack than a passing attack at this point. We know Murray's been out the last few weeks. They've missed Hopkins, so that's part of it. But the rushing attack between James Conner, Chase Edmonds, those guys have really been effective. And we know last time they played the Rams, they were over 200 yards. So, Robert, what do you think? How do you slow down this Cardinals offense?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Kyler Murray. I think he's athletic, he's a good quarterback, but he's not great, and I've said that before. But this team, I think, is stacked, and they have that rushing attack. It just James Conner is having a great season, looking really good. That defense, though, is what really, really scares me a little bit, because even with the absence of J.J. Watt, they're physical. And they can get it done, especially there with that defensive line. And we know with the Rams and their four losses, that's where they've really struggled, is dealing with those physical teams. So they need to establish that physicality down the trenches on Monday night, both offensively and defensively, if they're going to beat the Cardinals. That defense is scary. All right, looking at the matchups here, there are some things that I'm going to be looking for. How's Stafford going to look? Is Sony Michel going to be the lead back? Van Jefferson looking pretty good. He's not Robert Woods, obviously. No one expects him to be in only his second year. Had a key drop against Jaguars, but made up for it later in the game. JB, what are some of the things you're going to be looking for on Monday night?
Well, with the Rams on offense, I think something that got overshadowed a little bit in the Packers loss was Rashawn Gary had his way with Andrew Whitworth. And that's really the first time this season I think Whitworth has showed his age. And now he's going to be matched up against Chandler Jones this week. It wasn't an issue back in week 4 when the two teams played, but, it's a physical season. It takes a toll. We'll see if Whitworth can, hold up against one of the premier edge rushers this week as well. So maybe you help him out. You lean on the run game. And the Cardinals are pretty weak against the run and very stout against the pass. So maybe that's a way you can help out your offensive line too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think establishing that run. I feel like a broken record, JB. We talk about this every week. I feel like it, but we did see it against the Jaguars. So we know that Sean McVay is capable of it. And I get it. I get why he wants to throw that rock around. They got a lot of great playmakers there at the receiver position, especially with the addition of Odell Beckham Jr., but they got to establish it. We saw them do it, having no boom in there, Michelle being the lead back. They can get physical, and they need to do that. So I'm hoping that we'd see a carryover from that Jaguars game. The Rams have that confidence. But with Robert Woods being gone, I did mention that that's a huge loss for them. Cooper Kupp really hasn't been the same receiver since, at least I don't think. He had a big game against the Jaguars. Is it Kupp again that steps up this week, JB, or are we looking for another name?
Yeah, I hope it's not Kupp that steps up. He's a consistent presence. He's been great. He's been outstanding this season, probably one of the best receivers in the NFL. But in order for the Rams offense to really get going, I think you need one of the younger guys to step up. And, Jefferson's been good. He's not the one I'm worried about. It's anything you get out of OBJ, anything you get out of Ben Skronik is really a bonus. And I think that's when you're going to see the offense make incremental improvements over where they've been the last couple of weeks. Is, I really do like Skronik. He's a Rams receiver. He's big. He's physical. He blocks. So I think OBJ, maybe you use him in the mid-range, but Skronik and maybe the short game, and you can put him in there maybe as a run blocker too. So we know the Rams like to keep receivers in for play action, pass blocking, stuff like that. So
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to be a Rams receiver, you need to get physical and get out there and block. That's part of it, and we know it. And Benny Scow can absolutely do that. So we'll see if he gets an opportunity on Monday night. The defense, Aaron Donald looked great against the Jaguars. Probably his best game so far this season, which is saying something because he just seems to perform week in and week out. Is it possible though? And I'm just maybe I'm spitballing, maybe I'm crazy, but JB, is it possible that we can see more from Aaron Donald on Monday night?
Yeah, the Rams need their stars to play well, I think. And I think as a result of the Miller acquisition of Donald's recent strong play, you're seeing a beneficiary in Greg Gaines. And against the Packers, against the Jaguars, he looked like a whole new player, you know? And it's kind of scary to see a man that big run around that agile and chasing quarterbacks. But hey, it's pretty fun to watch too.
Yeah, it really is. And I know you're not a fan of social media, JB, but I am. And so I follow Mr. Donald there on Instagram. And if anybody is out there just wants to see what this guy puts himself through in the off season with his workouts, it's pretty insane to see a guy his size, like you said, doing drills that defensive backs typically do. So he's definitely got that athleticism, that agility that makes him different from not just any defensive lineman, but anybody that size. That's pretty impressive. Speaking of impressive, Von Miller still kind of getting used to the Rams defense, really hasn't been the Von Miller that we've seen in the past. Are we seeing, and I mean no disrespect to Von Miller, we know that he's an all-time great Hall of Famer. Are we seeing the, how do I put this gently, JB? Are his best days behind him, or does he step up against the Cardinals and show that he's still got the goods? What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure he's at the defensive player of the year level that he has been early in his career, but I think he's played fine. And I think maybe that you're not seeing results on the field yet because I consider it more of a game script issue. Teams are getting the ball out quick. Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo in the recent matchups, it was just within 2 to 3 seconds, it was blazing fast. And, you know, the teams are leaning on the run, playing that ball control offense after they built up a lead. So really not a lot of opportunities for the Rams to rush the passer, but if they can kind of keep the score in check, maybe even build up a lead and force teams to have to push the ball down the field, I think you'll see Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd wreck shop. And it'll pay dividends in the near future, I'm sure.
I'm with you there with Von Miller. He's going to make a difference. I think with him, maybe it's just getting more familiar with the game plan too. Obviously, going to a different system is never going to be easy. I don't think the position he plays is just simply a plug and go type of situation. So, we'll see Von Miller. Hopefully we see him against the Cardinals. I don't think, because you're 100% right, it's been the same story against the Rams all season long, those short passes, right? The Bears really established that in week 1, and other teams just played off of that. Get the ball out quick because you have to, because if you don't, you know, you're going to have somebody on your back here. Leonard Floyd, Aaron Donald, obviously, you mentioned him. Greg Gaines has stepped up nicely for Sebastian Joseph Day. So the quarterbacks are getting the ball out quick. I don't think that plays into Kyler Murray's strengths, though. I think he needs to run around a little bit and kind of play that schoolyard type of quarterback position. At least that's kind of what it seems like to me. Hopefully, we're able to get after him from that defensive side. And speaking of getting after him, he got after David Long in that first game. You had mentioned David Long Jr. struggles over the course of the year, and he got benched after that last Cardinals game. So you mentioned Dante Dion stepped up nicely in the game against the Giants. He's had some struggles, of course, as we would expect any young player to have, but he's looked pretty good. Do you have more confidence in either him or Robert Rochelle in this game versus the first game against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Dante Dion. Even if he, like most of the time, the vast majority of the time, 99 times out of 100, he's in the right spot. He's just really, really small. And receivers can, you know, out-leverage him for the ball, but he's right on him typically. So at some point, I think he's going to cause interceptions. He's going to really slow some receivers down, I think, because he's played really well and just hasn't maybe showed up as it had due to game script issues like we talked about. But yeah, Robert Rochelle's fine. We saw him make the big play on special teams last week, but I think Deion's the guy moving forward, and he's going to play a big role for this defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got that athleticism, but just like you said, that size is really where he struggles. And I say where he struggles, there's not much he can do about that, right? It's not like he's going to go grow 3 or 4 inches in a week or anything like that, but he's a good ball player. I think he's going to perform a lot better than what we saw from David Long. And he needs to, because we got some good receivers on the other side. Speaking of Cardinals and their receivers, Jalen Ramsey, do we expect him to shadow Hopkins? We know that Hopkins hasn't had the season that we usually expect from him. If my notes are correct here, he hasn't had a game over 85 yards yet, but we know what he's capable of, right? So do we put Jalen on him throughout the game and take away that threat? Or do we continue to move Jalen around and hope that the other DBs can eliminate him? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think I like the plan that they had in week 4, where you pick your spots and Jalen's on them in maybe high leverage situations, and then you're moving Ramsey around the rest of the time. So I think it's really important that Ramsey's involved in the run game this week, because if the Cardinals take over on the ground, I'm not sure the Rams really have much of a shot in this one. So he just needs to be all over the place, honestly. And the Rams need their stars to play well. And it doesn't really mean much to say that, but they really need to take over this game, because they've been lacking, I think, over the last quarter of the season. So,
yeah. Yeah. It would be nice to see a dominant Rams performance against the Cardinals team with only 2 losses this year. They've looked really good. Before we get into the NFC West and our thoughts there, what are your predictions for Monday night?
I think the Rams build up an early lead. I think they win this game, and I think they, kind of expose Kyler Murray a little bit. He's going to want to push the ball down the field. The Rams are going to try to force him to be patient, and he's going to make some turnovers. He's going to make some mistakes. What do you think, Robert?
Yeah. So the good news is my predictions are always wrong. So whatever I say here is probably going to be the opposite. The bad news is I'm kind of with you on this, and I don't mean to be a homer, because I typically always pick the Rams because I'm a confident guy. But it's tough to sweep divisional opponents. It just is, right? They've seen the Cardinals once this season. They know what to expect. They're familiar with each other. I don't know about the early lead, though. The Rams' MO is not to get off quickly in any game. So, but if they're going to win this one, I think they need to do that. JB, I'm going to say the Rams win this, even though my predictions are always wrong. I'm going to say they step up. They get it done. They shut Kyler Murray down. And 24-21. Closer game, but they get the job done. JB, before we get out of here, don't look now. Here come the San Francisco 49ers. What are your thoughts on the state of the NFC West?
Yeah, the 49ers is just such a strange team, you know. 1 week they look unstoppable. The next week they can't put anything together offensively. So just a lack of consistency from them. Deebo Samuel, very important player for that team, similar to how Cooper Kupp is for the Rams. But we'll see how they shake out. I hope the Rams fare better in a rematch. And if they have to play the 49ers in the playoffs, I'm confident that the Rams are just a better roster and a better overall team, and they'll come out on top.
I wish I shared your confidence in that one. 49ers to me are the scariest team meeting in the playoffs, just because the Niners have that confidence against the Rams, right? They know how to get it done against LA, because we've seen it 5 times in a row now. And but it was nice to see the Seattle Seahawks do the Rams a favor by taking care of business there at home last week, dropping the Niners to 6-6. So that's kind of the nice thing here, is that the 49ers really don't have a lot of room for error the rest of the way. They don't have an insanely tough schedule, but you're right, they're not consistent. They'll look one week really, really good, and then the next week not so good. So But no room for error for them. If I think they lose one more game, I don't think a team with seven losses is going to get in the NFC this year. The Seahawks, that's up next for the Rams after Monday night. And not to look too far ahead, obviously, never want to do that. But let's say the Rams get it done against Cardinals, get the win. The Seahawks, is that a scary game? Is that maybe a trap game for the Rams a little bit?
Well, they play the Houston Texans this week, and we just hope it's not a get right game, similar to what the Rams had last week against Jacksonville, right? And then, then you're playing the Seahawks at full force. That's kind of scary. So, they have the talent. We expect them to be a lot better this year. It's just a matter of keeping losing teams losing, right?
Yeah, man, let's hope so. Let's hope so. And don't write off the Texans though, because they've had moments where they've looked pretty good. Tyrod Taylor being back, I think it could be a lot more dangerous to the Seahawks than we think. Cardinals after Monday night go up against the Lions. Jared Goff got a win, his first of the year, his first without Sean McVay last week, in exciting fashion, by the way. I don't know if you watched that game. I was fortunate enough to do that. Did you catch that game, Jamie?
Oh yeah, I try to watch the Lions anytime I can. They're just so fun to watch, and it always ends in a disaster. But hey, they came out on top this time around.
And I'm glad you said that because Goff looked so good throughout the game, and then towards the end, right, end of the third, into the fourth, he starts looking like Jared Goff again with the turnovers. Like, oh, here we go, that's it. But you know what? That game-winning drive there at the end, kind of flashes of what we know he's capable of in certain circumstances. I think maybe Dan Campbell has that team going in the right direction, right? We've seen them be competitive. We've seen them almost knock off some pretty good teams. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they're able to do that against the Cardinals.
And
So,
Josh Reynolds has been a difference maker for that team
yeah.
too. So we know the Rams put in a waiver claim for him. He really could be a contributor to this team if the Lions didn't get him. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good call out too, because I think Jared Goff has played a lot better with Reynolds in the lineup. And that's maybe all he needed, right? A good consistent receiver that he's comfortable with. So I'm really surprised they didn't trade for Brandon Cooks. That's just me. I thought he would have been a good fit on that team, but that ship has sailed. JB, great talking with you as always. I'm excited for Monday night. I think all Rams fans are excited. They can get it done. Let's just hope they see it down in the desert. JB, our loyal readers want to hear from you. Where can they find you?
I'm back from vacation. I can't wait to share all my thoughts with you guys. So I'm gonna be putting out a lot more of, pieces and stuff. So I really missed it, and I'm back. So.
All right. Well, cool. Love to see it. And of course, loyal listeners, you can find me on the Twitter machine at Robert Finn is me. Hit me up and say hi because it gets awfully lonely out there in the Twitterverse. So for JB Scott, my name is Robert Finn. As always, anything you want to know, all the tea, spilled or unspilled, again, for the Los Angeles Rams 21 season and beyond, 2021 season and beyond. JB, I can't even talk. I'm so excited for Monday. But you can hit turfshowtimes.com. Check it out, all our fantastic writers. And we will see you all next week on Last Minute Thoughts.